Welcome to this MVA module on deep linking an application using Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 and Windows Intune. We're going to take an application which is already installed onto a Windows 8 device. We're going to find that application using Configuration Manager and publish it to Windows Intune, and then have that application install onto another Windows 8 device which has been enrolled into our Windows Intune tenant. What we're going to do across the course of this module and the objectives are to show you how to do exactly that. Create the application inside of Configuration Manager and publish it out to Windows Intune, and then show you the end user experience of consuming that application on a Windows 8 Enterprise device. The assumptions are that you have Configuration Manager 2012 site working and that it's already been connected to Windows Intune because you'll have watched the previous module. We also are assuming that the correct clients are installed on your endpoint device. In this case, it's not the Configuration Manager client that we need, but it's the Windows Intune client that we need on that device. There's an error on that slide. So, the first demo that we're going to do is actually go and show you how we go through the process of adding the application into Windows Intune through Configuration Manager. So we're back in the Configuration Manager console and we're in the software library workspace. I'm going to go and select create application, and in this case I'm going to go and install an application from the Windows Store because we're in deep linking. So we'll select that and then we'll select next to select the location. It's then going to give us the opportunity to connect to a reference computer, find the Apex packages that are installed on it, and then locate them in the Windows Store. So let's type in the name of our machine, win801.conto.com, and we'll hit connect. Now that it's come back with the inventory from that device, let's go and select the app that we want to have installed. I'm going to select the Skype app and click OK. We'll hit next and next again. We can provide some extra details about this. We'll call it Skype and the manufacturer. And the manufacturer is Microsoft. Next again. Next again. So that's exactly the same process that you'll have seen us follow in the previous modules for deep linking an application. What's going to follow now is the thing that we have to do, which is a little bit special, for publishing this application to Windows Intune. So here's our Skype app. We're going to hit deploy. And we then want to select a collection. We want to make sure that this is a collection where the users that are in this collection do have access to install their devices using Windows Intune and enroll into the Windows Intune environment. So we'll do the same group, our all users group, that we used in the previous module. And we'll say next again. Now we need to say what content we want to deploy. So we're going to select add a distribution point. And this is where things are slightly new. We're going to want to deploy this application to our on-premises Configuration Manager clients, but we also want to get those new clients that are connecting in through Windows Intune. So in this case, we'll select manage.microsoft.com, which is our cloud distribution point. We'll say OK, and we'll hit next. Now we'll say what's going to happen. We want this software to install, and we want it to be available. We don't need to have any administrator approval for this to occur, and we don't want to set any particular schedules for deployment. We'll show it inside a software center, and we'll go through the alerts, get to the end of the process. And that's all that's required. That application will now be published into our Windows Intune environment.
So you've just seen the process of adding a deep linked application to ConfigMan. That application will now appear in the Windows Intune portal, or in the company portal on a Windows 8 or Windows RT device, and the user will actually be able to go and click on the application and have the application installed, just as you've seen happen earlier in this course with a deep linked application. That brings us to the end of this module.